The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Every now and then, you just need the opinion of someone who's been in the situation that you find yourself in, just so you know, kind of, there's a roadmap on how to or what to do next, you know?
How to navigate it, yeah.
Yeah, so group therapy, you can always reach out to us, Ben and Kelly Show. Kelly, you want to handle this one?
Sure, absolutely. So when you get something like this, I can't say that I've ever been in this situation, mm-hmm. but here we go. I'd love your thoughts on this. I've been dating my boyfriend for about 2 years. We recently moved in together. So I suppose I'm noticing it more now that we live together, but he has this odd behavior of throwing temper tantrums when things don't go his way.
Mm.
Now, his anger is never directed at me or a person other than himself, but that's sometimes good. He'll berate an object.
Oh.
He'll say things like, "I'm so stupid. Why am I so stupid?" and refer to himself in the third person. He stomps his feet, slams doors, and yells. It's like a toddler's behavior done by a grown man.
Mm-hmm.
I can't reason with him. The things he's upset about are things every normal human deals with and are certainly not worth getting so upset about. Now, I've tried walking away and ignoring him, just leaving him alone to throw the tantrum, but his behavior is starting to cause me some serious stress.
Mm-hmm.
He's also had these in public.
Mm.
Like in a home improvement store and in front of friends. It's embarrassing. Now, I don't know how to stop it, so I told him that going forward, every time he starts to do this, I'm going to record him and make him rewatch it. He doesn't think it's that bad, so I'm hopeful that this will show him that it really is this bad. I mean, he's in his 30s. I'm just wondering if anyone else has dealt with this and what to do.
Oh, wow. Okay. I remember that when my sister, my younger sister, was younger. Now, granted, she was younger. Like, she was 6, 7, 8 years old, not a man in his 30s. She would throw these outrageous temper tantrums. And so that was the technique my mom used. She would record them and then play them back for her. And that was a I don't know if it solved anything other than just showing her what she sounds like.
Well, yeah, you know what? When my kids were actual toddlers, I had a book called The Happiest Toddler on the Block, and they kind of encouraged you to kind of mirror the behavior. So, like, if they're on the ground kicking and screaming, kind of get on the ground and do the same thing, and you kind of shock them out of it a little bit.
So
maybe she starts throwing some temper tantrums, too, so that he can kind of see what he looks like. I mean, I like the recording video thing too. I mean, that's pretty good, but maybe if she gives him a taste of his own medicine just a little bit, you know, at home,
right,
not in public, maybe he might start to get the point.
Well, I'd love to hear if you've been in this situation and how you've addressed it. Group therapy, Ben and Kelly Show are 502-571-9970. Group therapy, we got a message from a listener whose boyfriend of 2 years, she'd been she just moved in with him and then noticed that he was throwing like temper tantrums like a toddler and is really kind of wondering who's dealt with this. How do I go about dealing with this?
Well, Amanda chimed in on Facebook. She said, "Sounds like my husband, an only child that got whatever he wanted growing up and was rarely disciplined. He's always done it, but it was more noticeable to me once we got married and started living together. He mutters under his breath, walks around basically throwing an adult temper tantrum. It's gotten better over the past 7 years of marriage, but it's still annoying. He never noticed it until I pointed it out to him because his entire life, no one ever disciplined him when he was doing it."
Mm.
And she said counseling and talking would be the best route, but he's certainly not the only one to do that.
Kelly wrote on Facebook, "I've been a part of this situation. I just walk away. Everyone expresses their anger differently. His wick may just be short fused. I wouldn't worry on it. On the bright side, he's not holding on to the anger and is not directing it toward you. If you want to stay, you have to just make it work because his behavior won't change." Hey, Tracy, what is your thought on his, what do you say, his testosterone levels?
I bet his testosterone level is low.
Really?
Yeah, I had a patient, and he told me that he would get angry over stupid stuff, and it would be like just anger would shoot through him, not toward a person or an animal, and I talked to him, and he got his testosterone checked, and guess what? His testosterone was low.
So maybe get his testosterone checked and see if that may be an issue.
Yes.
Tracy, I appreciate you.
No problem. Anytime.
All right. Thank you. See ya.
Thank you.
Hey, Alex.
The group therapy.
Yeah.
You might want to recommend them check into possible autism, speaking from experience.
Really?
I found out myself, I'm in my 30s, that I am autistic, and my wife is the one who noticed all the things and eventually went to the doctor, therapist, psychiatrist, and got diagnosed. It turns out a lot of things that might want to, can't really explain are weird behaviors of adults.
Yeah.
That's what it could be.
Really? Okay. Well, thank you for sharing your story. Alex, I appreciate it, buddy.
No problem.
All right. Yeah, so I, you know, a couple different things here, you know, if it is, you know, an adult form of high functioning autism, then definitely, you know, get that checked out so you can learn how to manage that.
Yeah, Amber said on Facebook, this could be happening for a multitude of reasons. Yeah. Sounds like he could, that he learned some maladaptive coping skills therapy could help. So I think at the very least, everyone is kind of on team. Let's get in and kind of evaluate it with a therapist of some kind and figure out maybe the reason why he's not dealing with his anger very well.
Yeah, yeah. And if it's actually something that's, you know, in his brain as opposed to something that, you know, his parents just gave him everything.
Didn't discipline him, yeah.
I was going to say, gave him everything he wanted.
Yeah.
So, all right. So there you go. You know, let us know what happens after the fact. You know, we'd love to know. So you can always
check. This, I think, is above our pay grade a little bit. Like, I think we need to send her to the professionals to kind of evaluate the situation. And I think with what she described, yeah, I think 100% he should probably check in with a professional because, not every man acts that way.
Kelly, if we're honest, every one of these situations are above our pay grade because we have never taken any sort of classes in psychology or in how to deal with humans. So it is all above our pay grade. So anyways.
That's why it's free.
That's right. You can go to the website, WDGX.com, click on group therapy, or you can check out the Facebook post and leave your comment if you weren't able to, @Ben and Kelly Show.